You're listening to AmericasWebRadio.com, the pioneer and leader in chat radio. Thank you for listening.
Good morning and PC Incorrect Merry Christmas from America's Web Radio and a Happy New Year. And I'm going to leave off all the rest. I'll let all the politically correct people say happy whatever holidays and all the rest of the stuff. But from America's Web Radio, Merry Christmas. I hope your houses and your offices and your... not your car. I must say, I don't care about cars being decorated. But the rest of the stuff, I hope you're enjoying the season. It was a little tough at 73 and sunny to really get into the cold, wintry Christmas mood. But, you know, it's better than a hailstorm, I reckon. So, Merry Christmas, Dan, and good to have you on again with us, as always.
Well, Merry Christmas. Happy December. I'm going to say happy kids. We don't want to say holidays. We can't say Merry Christmas. So how about Fat Thursday or Fat Day of Christmas on? I don't know. I've got fat on my mind. It seems like ever since Thanksgiving, I've kind of turned the corner and started gaining weight again.
Uh-oh. That's not good. You know, what do you think of this, the Christmas thing? I must say I'm getting really sick of it. They had a deal on Fox News about some teacher in New York has, there will be no mention of Christmas, Santa Claus, Christ, or anything else regarding Christmas, or any, there won't be any stars because that might relate to some religion. You know, my feeling is what I want to do is my business, and what we've done traditionally for years and accepted, a nativity scene on the corner, a nativity scene on public property does not hurt a soul that I know of. And if somebody doesn't like it, they don't have to go buy it. They don't have to be a part of it. They can turn their head. They can close their eyes. They can do whatever they want to do. But why is the tail wagging the dog across the country? And why do we, you know, why the hell do I have to be politically correct? Screw politically correct. Merry Christmas.
Well, there was a rumor going around that Obama had told the military that they could not say Christmas anymore, and Snopes said that's not true, that he did not say that.
Well, you want to check out the VA? They've taken Christmas out of the VA.
Well, let's see what the VA did. How about Starbucks? They're not saying Merry Christmas, I guess. You know, stores just don't want to insult people. They because there's a multiple, you know, more than Christian shop at Nordstrom's, right? So the Nordstrom's clerk doesn't know if they're Jewish or, or you know, a Buddhist or anybody else.
We went there yesterday, and I made a point of the lady that was waiting on us to say Merry Christmas. And I'm sure I wasn't the first to do that.
Yeah, it's kind of fun, isn't it?
Well, you know, it's just, like I said, if people don't like our traditions, and Christmas has been a tradition in the United States ever since they stepped off the boat, I think, and if they don't like it, don't come here. If you don't like it and you're born here, then avoid it, but don't tell me what we have to do and what's politically correct to make you feel good as a Muslim or a towelhead or anything else, or an atheist. You know, if a person wants to be an agnostic or atheist, that's fine. But don't rain on everybody else's parade. You don't have the right to do it.
Yeah, you know, used to, we could be a country that enjoyed each other's traditions and cultures and holidays. That's kind of changing. Now, a few select people, namely the Christians, have to abide by everybody else's culture, but they don't have to enjoy the Christian culture, which is not fair. I think it's just not fair. And I did find an article here that the VA hospital is refusing to accept Merry Christmas cards. And they've banned Christmas trees. Very interesting.
Yeah. Who does the VA hospital belong to, Dan?
Well,
as I recall, it would come under the, and who pays for it? Us taxpayers. And we're going to have a big show about this Wednesday afternoon on our Constitution. This has upset some people across the country. And, you know, from what we understand, if I had a relative in the VA hospital, be they from combat recently or past combat, whatever, or a veteran of any kind, I can't even take a small Christmas tree up and put it in their room. The flowers that come in can't really have mention. They can't be poinsettias. They can't have mention of anything to do with Christmas. You know,
wow,
this is
wow.
Wrong. I don't give a damn about anything. This is wrong. And people should speak up and be heard very loud and clearly that whoever the dinkhead is in the VA that's come up with this rule, and quite frankly, it has to come from the White House. If some ding-dong in the VA came up with it, then the White House could overrule and said, no, our veterans deserve to celebrate that day any way they want to. And if they want Christmas, they should have Christmas. You know, it used to be a big deal, too, on Christmas, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. You gave everybody a big turkey lunch or dinner or whatever. And to deprive our veterans of that, how wrong can we be? Whoever came up with that in the VA should be fired, as far as I'm concerned.
It's kind of silly. It's just silly. It's like children.
Yeah.
It's like a rule an immature child would make. You know, you can't play with my toys, or, you know, this is the only toy you can play with. It's just silly.
But they're, you know,
silly.
They're trying to make some asinine point, I guess, that they got the power to do whatever they want to do and the rest of us can go suck a lemon. I think it's going to backfire. That idiot in the White House going for a legacy, he's going to go for a legacy as the worst president ever. And I think he is proving that day in and day out. And, I don't even want to get started on it. It's my thoughts towards Obama and his family and his administration are sinful, quite frankly.
Well, you know, the White House has a big Christmas tree, don't they? I mean, they always have. I assume they have this year.
They have. You know, I don't remember. That was always another big thing. I don't remember the lighting of the Christmas tree at the White House this year. Not to say it didn't happen and I just missed it, but there used to be a lot of fanfare, and I don't remember it. Now, the other thing was the fat bitch that calls herself the First Lady has changed all of the ornaments. This goes back many years ago, on the trees to make them non-Christmas. She has all the other garbage from Kwanzaa and that kind of crap. And it ain't like the old Christmas in the White House by any stretch.
Well, there was a Christmas tree lighting ceremony on December 3rd. There's really pretty pictures of a Christmas tree here. And, shows the president and the first lady out with Santa Claus, and it looks like they're clapping their hands and singing, probably. I don't know what they're singing, but it looks like they're enjoying themselves.
I Believe in Me. I missed it, so I apologize. Maybe I had something better to do, like using the bathroom. I don't know.
Well, it's Monday morning.
We've
got our attitudes and our opinions, and we're locked and loaded.
Well, how's the rain in Oregon?
Oh, I tell you, it's abated. We still had rain over the weekend, and I guess there's quite a bit of flooding around. I haven't seen any of it, but I haven't been very far from home. On the coast, the coast highway runs right alongside the cliff, and apparently there's been several landslides, and there's areas of the coast that are basically cut off from traffic right
Wow.
now. It's interesting. There's sinkholes, and part of the highway has given way. I guess it's a real mess. And around Portland, all of the rivers are up. If we had another big rainstorm, obviously it would get worse. Hopefully we're going to have a few dry days and the water can go back down.
I hate to mention this, but you're fading into the sunset over there. Are you doing something with your Bluetooth or brown tooth? Or?
No. God sent here. Can you hear me okay now?
No, no. You just faded away again. Like you'd walked across the room away from the microphone.
No, got it glued here to my ear.
It comes in.
I'll try to speak up.
Well,
is that better?
Yeah, that's better. But it's sort of still coming and going. But we'll work with it. We'll deal with that. That's no big hump for a camel, and we'll make it through. We got some other topics. The last thing I want to say about Christmas is I hope that we can change back to quote unquote a traditional type Christmas or season. I respect Hanukkah. I'm not Jewish, but I respect it, and the Jews are certainly welcome to have their thing. And it's funny, you don't see the Jewish people raising hell about Christmas. In fact, I know a lot of Jewish families that have Christmas as well. Maybe theirs is a little more mercenary than it should be, but whatever, it's fine. And I certainly don't support or don't advocate some of the other quote-unquote holidays around it, but I don't, it's their business. I don't rain on their parade. I don't want somebody raining on my parade. And I certainly don't want somebody telling me whether we can or we can't have Christmas. And I hope other people will think about it and, something will come out of it. Not for me, but for my kids and their kids, that we go back to one nation under God. And if we say that and mean it, then we also say Christmas at the same token. So, with that being said, Dan, we've got to take one of those nasty old breaks and pay for what's happening, and we'll be back with the Dan and Dave Show right after this.
The United States Justice Foundation, since 1979, has been dedicated to instructing, informing, and educating the public on legal issues confronting America. That means you and me. When necessary, this nonprofit organization has had to litigate to present the constitutional view. Since 1980, USJF has submitted testimony to the U.S. Senate on all but one U.S. Supreme Court nominee. Learn more about USJF by visiting their website at www.usjf.net. Support this nonprofit as it defends our rights, our liberty, and our Constitution.
Did you miss a show that you really wanted to hear? All of our programs are available for download on AmericasWebRadio.com and on iTunes. You can listen to your favorite programs on AmericasWebRadio.com anytime you like.
When four members of Congress all die within 4 months, each of their deaths appears to be from natural causes. But when mysterious messages begin to appear in the form of quotations from long-dead revolutionary heroes, one reporter sets out to prove the existence of a serial killer. His search discovers dark secrets and an assassin shielded by people who need the very services that only he can provide. The Sun Silas Rising, a novel by Doug Dahlgren. On Kindle or paperback through Amazon.com.
You're listening to AmericasWebRadio.com, the pioneer and leader in chat radio. Thank you for listening.
And we do, as always, thank you for listening to America's Web Radio. And we've got great shows on today. We've got the land surveying show coming up in a few minutes, in about 45 minutes, and more good stuff going on here on America's Web Radio. France is reporting that they had a jihadist, and this is the scariest kind. Obviously, not a big group of people, a quote unquote cell, but that this guy on his own went into a school yelling "Ali Akbar" and all the rest of the crap that the towel heads yell when they're killing people, and went after a teacher, and fortunately enough, there was a response to this person being there. He did escape, but at the same token, he wounded one teacher, and then enough other people came after him. So, Dan, let me ask, we've got a situation where the idiot in the White House won't call a terrorist, but then, on the other hand, we have sheriffs and police officers, even the police chief of New York City is calling for people to take action on their own. But more importantly, across the country, it seems to be the sheriffs and city police chiefs that are saying, if you're armed, if you have a permit to carry an arm, carry it. What do you think of that?
Well, you know, I think things have changed. In the past, if you had a shooter, the police would tell you, you know, seek shelter, move away from the shooter, wait till the police arrive. The police would arrive, and they would go through their procedure, which was a lengthy procedure, you know, before they really moved in on the shooter. But now, the scenario is, and the policy is, no, you want to take that shooter out as fast as possible. And if there's a civilian available with a handgun, they're encouraging that civilian to go ahead and take action. So apparently, you know, time is of the essence with these things. And I think that's why they're encouraging civilians to get involved. You think I'm reading that correctly? It seems like, you know, the more time that goes by, the more people that die. Terrorists want to kill as many people as they can. If they get more time to do it, they use it efficiently.
Yeah, and I think you couldn't be closer to exactly what they're saying. And I think that, you know, you just look at these terrorists that have, whatever they have done, and they're cowards. They are literally cowards. They go into a soft target like the party in San Bernardino and other places where they're soft targets. They know they're not going to get hurt, supposedly. And they can do as much damage as they want. So I think, I think it's sort of like, I think I told you, we have a fairly good alarm system in our home, and but it's not foolproof, and we'll have a misfire every now and then. About I don't know, 4, 5, 6 years ago, we had a motion detector going bad, and so it went off. And they can never go off when you're there during the day. You know, it always has to be at 2 o'clock in the morning. So it goes,
sure,
you know, trying to sleep.
Yeah.
So it goes off, and you know, I did what I would do, and I told them, look, that is a suspicious door that you say, or the where the motion detector picked up something. And I said, yeah, go ahead and call the police, but please tell the police that I am armed and I will meet them at the front door, which I did. And the cop was very nice, and he said, you know, you really don't have to, in your neighborhood, with your sign out front that you have an alarm system, you don't really have to worry too much about somebody trying to break in during the night, because they figure, one, you probably got a gun, and two, they're going to set off the alarm system unless they're extremely sophisticated. And my alarm system is such, if the wires are cut, then it goes off. It goes crazy. And, you know, and he said that they don't want to be shot. He said, if you have anything to worry about is during the day when nobody's at home and they've been watching your home and know when you and your wife leave or something, that would be when more likely they're to break in and try to rob. And this is the same thing with the terrorists. If all of a sudden they realize that we may be going into a theater, but, you know, there's a good chance that 20 or 30 of the people in the theater are going to have guns, we might get some of them, but we ain't going to get all of them, and do we really want to do this? And I think that's the key to it. I would like to personally see a lot more attention to our airports and our airliners and more flight marshals on planes. And, you know, wherever we think that the terrorists might strike, we should have enough people. And that goes for military bases as well.
Well, has the air marshal program been shut down?
No, it's still in effect. It's
still in effect. Okay. Right. There was an article 2-3 months ago that seemed like they were reducing the number of air marshals, and I just wondered if they were shutting it down.
No, not shut down, but you're right. They're not near as many as there were. And, you know, this is a problem that I see, and I could be, I'm not talking on inside information, but the caliber, you know, there was a big scandal with the air marshal not too long ago. They're not supposed to give away their cover, and he started an argument with one of the flight attendants about that he was supposed to be in first class, and they said no, and he said, well, don't you realize I'm the air marshal, and flashed his badge and his gun and all of this stuff, and you know, the boy might have had a few before he tried to get on the plane too. So, but my point is, you look at the TSA people, and some of them mean very well, but yet TSA has had more than their fair share of problems on what should be a fairly easy thing. If it smells like it's got gunpowder, then, you know, you do what you do. So I guess what I'm saying, the caliber of people that seem to be taking jobs that directly relate to our security are somewhat less than outstanding citizens themselves.
Yeah, true. What do you hear about the theft of telephones and propane tanks there in Missouri? That's an interesting head scratcher. What's going on there? 150 prepaid mobile phones were bought from Walmart. And this was right after the theft of dozens of propane tanks. You think that people were just getting ready for barbecues and Christmas with the propane tanks?
Well, it doesn't sound good. I hadn't heard that, quite frankly. And that does not sound good at all.
And then somewhere there in Atlanta, you've got two missing soldiers.
Not missing soldiers, I don't believe. I know down at Warner Robins, we have two missing airplanes. One being a Warthog. Those are pretty hard to hide, and
they lost Two airplanes?
Two airplanes, yeah.
That's kind of freaky.
Yeah, it is. I just caught the news on it yesterday, as a matter of fact. You have more capabilities than I do, so you might just type in Google missing airplanes from Georgia and see what it says. Or missing Air Force airplanes in Georgia.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting planes missing in the Bermuda Triangle right now. They're really missing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Let's see, missing military planes in Georgia. Maybe that'll narrow it down. Yeah. There's two missing Afghan aircraft mechanics. That's who's missing.
Okay, well, they had said yesterday, it really got my attention because they said airplanes, but maybe they went on and I missed the airplane mechanics.
I bet that's what it is. These two guys from Afghanistan, they were in our country for training at Moody Air Force Base.
That's in Florida, not Georgia.
Well.
You know, I take it back. It may be in far south Georgia. I'm sorry.
Where is Valdosta?
Valdosta, Georgia, yeah. Moody's
that
in
Valdosta. That may be where they're at. 81st Fighter Squadron. Now, that would be a coincidence now if a couple airplanes turned up missing.
That would be. But, you know, just the two mechanics missing. What do they know now that they didn't know before, and where are they taking that information?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, everything is suspect right now.
Everything. Which is, it's not a fun way to live, really, you know? I don't want to live like that, where everything is, you know, you walk through a mall and you wonder, you know, what are these people doing there, or what, do we have a problem with these people? And we certainly have enough, we have very mixed malls, and that's putting it very politely.
I don't see anything about missing aircraft.
Okay, well, I must have misunderstood it. I know you find this hard to believe that I could make such a mistake, but I think it's my second, maybe.
Yeah.
Might be my first.
Yeah, I'm still reading here, but I don't find the place where it says aircraft.
Well, I tell you what, Dan, it's time to take our second break. People are probably eager. This is the only show that people are anxious about getting to the commercial so they don't have to listen to me.
Yeah, they turn the commercial up.
Yeah.
I know.
Lower us and turn the commercial. That's all right. We're tough. We have.
Yeah, we'll get back at you. We got two more segments.
That's
right.
We'll get back at you. We may call names after, because I know who's turned us down. We'll be back right after this.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. This is Dr. Elena George from Medicine on Call, and I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative allowed under Obamacare, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. And with a maximum of $500 out-of-pocket per person and 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, you can rest assured knowing you and your family are protected. Coverage starts as low as $107 per month and also includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Liberty HealthShare puts you back in charge of your health. Visit them online at libertyoncall.org. Again, for a true affordable alternative to Obamacare, visit libertyoncall.org or call toll-free 1-800-714-6993 today.
This is Michael Gano with Insight to Israel. Every day, the Israeli Defense Force finds itself on the front line of the war with the militant arm of Islam. Surrounded by enemies from within and without, they fight for the only Jewish state. Military service is mandatory, ladies serving 2 years and men serving three right out of high school. While young people in other democracies are busy traveling or attending university, Israeli men and women gear up for basic training. In a world of heads of state, politicians, ambassadors, diplomats, and a leftist media, many times our voice at the grassroots level is drowned out. So we started an ongoing project called Hershey's for Heroes. Patriot conservatives from all over the U.S. are sending Hershey's chocolate bars with a note of thanks for defending Israel. Won't you join us by sending a sweet message to the IDF? For information, please see my Facebook page at Michael Gano. Thank you, God bless Patriot conservatives, and God bless Israel in her struggle for sovereignty and security.
You're listening to AmericasWebRadio.com, the pioneer and leader in chat radio. Thank you for listening.
And we're back on the Dan and Dave show today, and we're going to talk something that we haven't talked yet, and that's football. And even with football, I have to say that...
Don't say it. Count to three and then don't say it.
Well, I'd have to count to 3,300, I think. And I watched the Army-Navy game Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah. I'm very supportive of the military. And for the idiot to be called commander-in-chief, and to be the only president that's never gone to an Army-Navy game, that's pretty sickening to me. I mean, these guys and girls, they graduate from West Point or the Naval Academy, and it doesn't matter, either any of the academies, the Air Force Academy, the Coast Guard Academy, or whatever. And they sign a contract to put their lives on the line for us. And, you know, I can remember it, now it's the Secretary of Defense, Ash Carter, who changed from one side to the other side at halftime. It used to be a big deal when the president would be for the Army for half a game and then for the Navy the other half the game, or change sides or whatever. But you would expect, and I'm well over 21, and yes, Dan, it's only a football game, but that game happens to mean a little bit more than any other game ever in the country. It's our flag, it's our kids, it's our future that's out there playing football, and it ain't gonna kill that dumb person in the White House to go to the game. I bet he'll be at the Kwanzaa hut or whatever it is. you know, he'll be celebrating his crap.
Who won the game?
Unfortunately, the Navy did, it was probably one of the best games. I thought there for a few minutes that, you know, Navy, I think it was Navy was 7-2 and the Army was 2-7 going into the game. The cards were well stacked against the Army, but they played a wonderful game, and they played. They gave Navy their money's worth, and had they had a bit more the. The Army quarterback, that was only the second game he had started in, and they had more practice between he and the center, which they had two costly fumbles because of the exchange between the center and the quarterback. They were right into the game. The score was only 21-17, so
Navy was highly rated at the beginning of the season. They have one of the best quarterbacks in the country.
Oh, yeah.
So Navy coming into the game had to be heavily favored.
Oh, definitely. Well, like I said, they were running. Now it's 8-2 season. They were running a 7-2 season. So, and Army was 2 and 7, just the opposite. So, you know, but the Army played their hearts out, and you got to give them credit. They played it. It was a good game to watch, exciting game to watch. So, I enjoyed it. But I think that our thing that we have called president is shameful. It's just beyond shameful. Just too
well,
lazy
you don't,
to.
You don't like the guy. I mean, that's.
No,
that,
I don't like him at all. I think he's a piece of garbage and has hurt our country way more than he's helped it in any shape, form, or fashion. So, yeah.
He and Kerry crafted out a good climate plan that was announced over the weekend.
I'd rather stick with football. That plan, your great plan, is a joke. No checks and balances on it, which he's... Kerry, did you hear him? He was blaming Congress. Well, they wouldn't have passed it had we had to have checks and balances on it, so it's their fault we don't have any way of checking this.
Well, it'll be overturned, I think, in about 18 months, 19 months anyway.
Well, it's nothing to begin with. It's not a treaty. The administration can't do a treaty. It's very clear in the Constitution that only the Senate can approve a treaty. And this is not a treaty. It's not even a treaty. It's an agreement of some unfortunate caliber.
It's similar to the Iranian nuclear plant agreement, I guess.
Yeah. And the only thing I really don't like, which Congress best overturn it, is the fact that the idiots obligated us and Europe, the U.S. and the Europeans are supposed to pay $100 billion a year to support this agreement for the underprivileged countries, the third world countries that need help. You know, they're so far, as far as I'm concerned, the third world countries are generally so far behind, they couldn't put a good fart out, much less a footprint of, you know, climate change.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Why give them $100 billion a year to develop their...
So they can have a footprint, I guess, a carbon footprint. They ain't got one now. Yeah. Let's give them one.
They ain't got one now, yeah, yeah. I have a couple of friends that are in India. One of them's in Mumbai, and she says that, you know, it's just sickening. The air quality there is sickening. And, of course, in China, there were pictures last week of the heaviest smog that they've ever had. It's just you couldn't see across the street. And in China, there's something like 1 million people a year that die from lung infections. Maybe 1 million. Seems it's a high number. Mm-hmm. I wonder if I can Google that. But China has a real problem there, you know, and they have three coal-fired plants a month coming online for the next 20 years. It's incredible. China's where the pollution is.
But let me ask. We know that, and I agree with it 100%. How much does that affect Portland, Oregon? How much does that affect Dallas, Texas, or Atlanta, Georgia?
It does, I believe. I don't know how much. I don't know how to quantify that, but we're getting radiation right now in the Pacific Northwest from the Fukushima nuclear meltdown, which went into the atmosphere, so I'm sure that the coal dust from China does the same thing. You know, it circles the globe.
Well, then shouldn't we put a missile aimed at them and tell them to clean up their air, or we're gonna clean it up for them? But why should we? Why should we? You know, it's their problem, not not. I don't agree with any. I don't agree with anything Obama's ever done or his that idiot Kerry. You know, all he's good for is throwing his forged credentials over the White House fence. Forged medals.
Well, his putting game has improved, I understand, over the last 8 years. So that's been a strong suit of Obama administration.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that he's done something. Something has been in a positive note. I don't know. I hate to be that negative. I certainly made fun of Clinton when he was in. But then again, Clinton, anybody that's, well, we won't go there. But, you know, he was well worth making fun of. But he didn't, I don't know how much, I can't put a handle on how much Clinton actually damaged us. But Obama has hurt this country in many, many, many ways. And I think he's proud of it. And I think he is a terrible, I don't even think he's an American. I think he's something, you know, I don't know what he is, but I don't believe he's a red-blooded American, a red-blooded piece of garbage, in my opinion. But
he's a Saudi Arabian plant.
Hey, you kid about it, but it wouldn't surprise me any. That's, you know, I would buy anything about him. And someday it's going to come out. We may not be alive, but someday it's going to come out exactly what the piece of garbage is or was. So, you know, back to football. It was Dallas didn't do well, like you said, against Green Bay. The Patriots are back.
The Patriots won big, didn't they?
Yeah. And
Johnny Manziel.
Johnny Football, back in Cleveland.
Johnny Football. Yeah. He guided the Browns to a 24-10 victory over the 49ers. 49ers aren't having a good season.
No.
Too bad.
Do you realize who your alma mater is playing?
No.
In the Texas Bowl, which I'd never heard of the Texas Bowl before either, but I think they made it up just so Tech could go to a bowl game. I'm not sure, but I think that's a good possibility. But they're playing a school that I have no reason in the world to feel one way or the other about, and particularly their football team, but I just really despise them, and I don't know why. I've looked into my inner soul to try to figure out why I have such a distasteful feeling towards LSU.
Ooh, hey, that would be a good game.
Tech and LSU at the Texas Bowl. I had to ask a good buddy of mine called Saturday, I guess, and we were talking about it, and I said, boy, I don't want to sound really stupid, but what the hell is the Texas Bowl? I've never heard of it. And I thought they had torn down or whatever the Astrodome, or that what's his name, the preacher, had taken over the Super Bowl. But I may be mistaken, or anyway, the Texas Bowl, which I'm questioning, didn't it used to be maybe the Liberty Bowl? I don't know. But anyway, the Texas Bowl is played in Houston, and my friend was saying it was to be played in the old Astrodome, but I thought, what's his name?
The preacher.
Yeah, I thought he had...
I was just looking at one of his books at
Olson,
at the bookstore on Saturday, yeah. You almost said it.
Yeah, that's not right, though.
Yeah, right on the tip of your tongue.
Yeah, I know. I can see him, and I can't think of...
Joel Olstein.
Yeah. I thought he had bought the Astrodome. But, I could be totally 100% mistaken.
Well, LSU has an 8-3 record this year, and Tech has a 7-5 record. So Tech has had a winning season. They've won a couple of great games that you and I have seen, but then they've lost other games that they should have won. So, and they had a tough season. I would favor Tech in this game.
Let's take a break, and we'll get more into it after the break.
All right.
We'll be back with Dan, the analyst, football analyst, right after this.
Who is or what is USJF? It is a nonprofit legal organization founded to protect our rights through the U.S. Constitution. Active in educating the public, USJF has also contributed directly and indirectly to legal defense efforts in many celebrated cases involving fundamental conservative principles. Cases of note include the Mount Soledad Cross case, the Arizona immigration law case, the Obama eligibility cases, the NDAA illegal detention issue, and many more. Help this nonprofit as they help you. Visit www.usjf.net today.
All of our programs are available for download on AmericasWebRadio.com and on iTunes. You can listen to your favorite programs on AmericasWebRadio.com anytime you like.
Hello, I'm Pat Rulo, hostess of Speak Up and Stay Alive, the voice for patient safety. Now heard every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. right here at AmericasWebRadio.com.
Don't be hoodwinked by the left, who wants you to believe the fairy tale that we can power America on butterflies, rainbows, and pixie dust. I'm Marita Noon. Get the truth about energy on my show, America's Voice for Energy, only on America's Web Radio.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. This is Dr. Elena George from Medicine on Call, and I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative allowed under Obamacare, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose, and with a maximum of $500 out-of-pocket per person and 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, you can rest assured knowing you and your family are protected. Coverage starts as low as $107 per month and also includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Liberty HealthShare puts you back in charge of your health. Visit them online at libertyoncall.org. Again, for a true affordable alternative to Obamacare, visit libertyoncall.org or call toll-free 1-800-714-6993 today.
You're listening to AmericasWebRadio.com. The pioneer and leader in chat radio. Thank you for listening.
And it's good old Detective Dan has uncovered the mystery of the Texas Bowl.
Yeah, the bowl, the stadium is owned by NRG Energy. That's hard to say, NRG Energy. There you go. And it's a beautiful... It's a beautiful stadium. It's got a glass top. I don't know if that glass top rolls away or not, but it's a beautiful, some beautiful pictures of it. I like Texas Tech in that game. I think Tech is gonna walk away with it. The LSU record is a little bit better. Their win loss record is better, but in my mind, Tech has played the tougher competition, even though LSU was in the SEC. I'd like to compare their schedules.
Well, Tech could win it if they come into the game with even a high school defensive team would help. Anything would help their defense.
Well, yeah, I mean,
a bunch of old ladies on the field.
Yeah, if their defense could just hold on one possession. You know, just keep LSU out of the end zone on one possession. I think Tech could score on every possession they get. It'll be a good game.
As long as you're looking at it. As long as you're looking at it, when is it?
I just don't know the date. How about that?
Well, Detective Dan, D.D., are you letting us down?
I don't think it's been decided yet. No. Wait a minute. Tuesday, December 29th at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
9 so p.m. Eastern?
Yeah, you'll have to stay up till about 1 o'clock in the morning to see this game, but it's going to be worth it.
I can. 9:29. Well, I'll be... There won't be anybody at home to bother me. I could do it, or maybe I'll go to a sports bar or something and hang out all night. I'll be good until about 9:01.
9:01.
Yeah, I don't get sleepy. Oh, that's almost a half hour past my bedtime, 9 o'clock. Gee, many Christmas. Maybe I'll record it and play it back on the 30th.
Well, this is interesting. AdvoCare, it's the AdvoCare V100 Texas Bowl is the name of it. And AdvoCare is a Texas-based kind of a healthcare company. It's kind of a multi-level healthcare company, but I've recently met a couple of AdvoCare representatives and looked through their magazine, and they're very sports-oriented. So this bowl game is going to give them a lot of publicity.
Huh. Never heard of them. But
never heard of them, right.
Then again, they've never heard of me, probably. And they're not on America's Web Radio, so who do I care?
Well, I think next year it could be the Dan and Dave Texas Bowl game. Who knows?
Well, I guess stranger things have happened.
Yeah.
We could fly, you could fly in from Portland, I could fly in from Atlanta and on our chartered jets. Well, we'll see.
I do want to mention that the Seahawks won their game this weekend. The Seahawks, they're a coming team. They started out slow, had some difficulties. But, boy, they've looked sharp the last two or three weeks.
And what game are the Quacks in?
The Ducks? I don't know. But, yeah, that's a good one. You caught me flat-footed on that one, or duck-footed, web-footed.
I figured
you... Wherever it is, I think they're going to win.
That's sort of a biased opinion, isn't it?
Oh, not at all. I think they've been playing as good a football as anybody in the country.
Then why aren't they doing something?
Well, they played a pretty poor Civil War game.
What does that mean?
They played Oregon State, and Oregon State, I think, won one game this year, but gave Oregon a pretty good go for their money.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. But it's kind of hard to get up for a game like that. They play in the Alamo Bowl, which is in San Antonio, I bet you.
Now, what would give you the first clue, Alamo?
I don't know.
Well,
let's see. Who do they play? I should know that too. I am uninformed here. Uh-oh.
You know, we should be like the politically correct. We should be. People should not fault us for mistakes that we make because we're PT. We're politically tech, and you know. Texas Tech was a fun school, a lot of drinking going on there when you and I were there, and it was a good place to learn about biology of sorts. And but as far as higher education, I don't think it was on the top ring. Certainly not the school
well,
now, that
now
I was
Bill
in.
Walton made a biology joke that got him smeared all over the media this weekend, so you better watch out when you talk about biology. I know that you were a biology major.
Not and, I. Heck, I could barely spell it, much less do it.
Well,
agriculture major I was.
That's right. Agricultural biology.
I did take that.
It's linked. somehow.
Yeah.
Oregon plays TCU.
Oh, I'll take TCU.
Yeah. No way. It's Oregon all the way, baby. I guarantee this game.
That should be a good game.
Yeah, it'll be a very good game. Oregon is ranked number 15. TCU is ranked number 11. How about that?
Mm-hmm. Who does Baylor play?
I'm smart, but I don't know these things right off the cuff.
Will you look that up and keep talking while I make my infamous call to make sure that we've got surveyors on?
Well, you know, Baylor has had a great year. They've, give me just a minute, I think they play Michigan State, which, yeah, it's going to be a great game. Michigan State has had an awesome season. And they're going to play in Arlington, Texas. They're going to play Connor Cook is the quarterback for Michigan State. Connor Cook, I believe, was looked at for the Heisman this year, but he got beat out by the running back from Alabama. He's a monster running back. But Connor Cook is an awesome quarterback, and Baylor has, I think, a good chance in this one.
Flipping back to professional football, did you watch any of that Panther game, North Carolina Panthers game yesterday?
I did not. I know that they won.
That Cam Newton, that guy is, he is one quarterback. One incredible quarterback.
He's going to have quite a career in front of him, doesn't he?
Oh yeah, and I think the Panthers. I think they will do as long as they had some injuries yesterday, but as long as they can fill the holes of the injured and keep recruiting well. They're gonna be a tough team for many, many years with that.
Well, Cam Newton's a monster guy. He's big. He's muscular. He's agile. He's got a great throwing arm. He's got all of the qualities that you just drool for in a quarterback.
He got the assets, I think you'd say.
He's got the assets in spades. Yeah.
No, you can't say that.
Oh. Yeah, you're right. Apologize for that little slip up.
That was a politically incorrect statement, as they say. But he is good. Well, I tell you what, my friend, it's time to put the plug in the proverbial jug, and I got to get these other folks on the air and do that
well,
kind
good.
Of stuff.
I got work to do here. I got to go back to work.
Well, we want you to do that. Dan, as always, thanks for the show today. I enjoy talking to you, and I enjoy this. This is sort of venting our frustrations.
I hope you got it all out.
I got most of it out anyway. I'll kick it around. Take care.
All right. We'll plug it up.
Yeah.
You're listening to AmericasWebRadio.com, the pioneer and leader in chat radio. Thank you for listening.